The News in Numbers with Tanya Khoury, exclusively on Chai FM.
Hello, my Tanya Khoury, how are you? Tell us, what do you have in international news?
Well, let me first say that I'm absolutely horrified. My biggest news for the day is Kathy Kayla has left Twitter. What do you mean?
I haven't left Twitter. I just haven't been on. I just found it such a toxic space.
Oh, okay.
I do.
I'll let you off. You can't leave Twitter.
No, I haven't left Twitter. I mean, there's some tweets that I do like to see, you know, hashtag
okay,
just saying.
Okay, I'll let you off. I do agree with you. It's all social media is a toxic space, isn't it?
You know, it can be. I mean, there's times that it can be an extremely positive space. But yeah, unfortunately, sometimes people choose the low road, and I just haven't got time for that. I haven't got the time. I haven't got the energy to deal with it. Just move on.
Well, I tell you, Twitter has been set alight this week by the state capture inquiry. You'd think we'd get bored of hearing this story, but we're not. We're not bored at all. Did you watch Ramaphosa's interview, his testimony?
I didn't.
Wow. That guy knocked it out of the park. I mean, the left social media saying Ramaphosa for president. He was so good. And, of course, Cheryl Carolus was in the stand yesterday. And, again, she also took big chunks out of the state capture inquiry. So that was also fascinating watching. And then Jimmy Manye, oh my word. Like, what kind of a guy is that, guys? Like, this man got up to give his testimony, and then 24 hours later, he mantashed.
Oh, really? He mantashed?
Yes, he said that the lawyer had to be recused because the lawyer was picking on him.
Really?
Then he got back onto the stand, and then he said, actually, no, it's all fine. Just ask me these questions. Oh, he was ridiculous. He was absolutely ridiculous.
Because he thought he was on the Felicia show.
He did. He thought he was on. He thought he was on an ANN 7 program. That's what he thought, and he wasn't. The stories that came out of there, Kathy, about ANN 7 and the New Age newspaper, my word. You know, for me, it was fascinating because I deal with print media so much. And to see that, well, we've often used to look at the circulation figures of the New Age. You know, it's one of the measurement metrics. If you got a great circulation, you made a big impact, you know. But the circulation of the New Age was always dubious. And it turns out they didn't conform to the industry standard where we go to ABC and get the numbers recorded. They use their own measurements. So after all that, I was right. TNA's numbers were wrong. Jimmy Manye was horrific, and everybody came out on social media to say, my goodness, how is this man even allowed still to be walking around? So that was state capture. We've summed it up, Kathy, in one slide. It's on my Twitter timeline. We've managed to put all the key players together, and Praveen Gordhan comes in front and center purely because of the spat with Julius Malema. You'll see that Julius Malema is there. I don't understand why Malema talks so much and doesn't go to the state capture inquiry himself. In fact, he's the guy who told us about the Guptas. So why isn't he on the stand? That's my question.
Yep, that's a good question, Tanya.
It's a good question. Yeah. I don't know, this guy, like, I used to have so much respect for Malema, Kathy, and it's all gone now, you know. He's laying charges against Gordhan and taking shots at Gordhan's wife and taking shots at the Katrada Foundation. Like, I am so disappointed in Juju. Julius Malema himself comes in as the third largest story this week, and that's largely due to his media tirade and his charges against Gordhan. How do you feel about Malema these days?
I try not to feel anything about Malema.
I'm noticing a trend.
I just think that
yourself out of the newsroom, aren't you?
You know what? I just look at it and I find myself questioning a lot of their actions, a lot of their statements. You know, one of the things that I find most scary about Julius Malema is his exclusion politics. You are not part of us. He said it to the whites. He says his party says it to the Jews. And that is hugely, hugely concerning, more than anything else that they do or say. Mm. Exclusion politics. You know, if you study any genocide in the world, Tanya, and I'm not saying that the EFF is planning a genocide here.
Yeah. Well, he did say lives will be lost and you need to be ready for that.
So any genocide in the world, that is the one common thread through all of them, whether you're looking at Guatemala, Bosnia, Armenia, the Holocaust, whatever genocide you're looking at, there's that common thread, and that common thread is exclusion politics. You are not part of us.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Dangerous, Kathy. Very,
very
dangerous.
Very dangerous. So that's how I feel about
Malema. Yeah, I think we all feel a little bit the same. He certainly hasn't won brownie points on social media, that's for sure. His net sentiment is rock bottom. He's sitting with a net sentiment of -64%. So people aren't happy with Julius Malema. 16 days of activism kicked off this week. I still wonder why we have 16 days, and I'm not alone, because social media also asks, why only 16 days? Do you know why it's 16 days?
No clue.
No clue, see? So 16 days of activism certainly made an impact. It's the second largest story this week, so it's a big story. Don't Look Away being one of the biggest hashtags. Social media made it plain that we need far more than 16 days to solve our gender violence issues. We also saw Oprah Winfrey yesterday talking about Mandela and that particular tribute concert for Mandela 100 also added to that statistic. And then I've got great news.
What?
And such happy news. Banyana, Banyana are the best.
I know. Isn't that wonderful?
Aren't they amazing?
I love it.
They're so, so good. And for once, we have something in football to be happy about.
Thank God. Thank God. You see, if you want a job done, give it to the woman.
Exactly, my friend. Exactly. Except that women get paid a lot less. And there's a story making its rounds on social media that the ladies are only being paid 5,000 rand a game, where Bafana gets paid 75 grand a game. Mm. And that makes me very sad, because not only, like, it's a known fact that women get paid less than men, but, like, when Bafana hasn't performed in 312 years, how is it that this team that is performing only gets paid the 5 grand? I mean, they can't even live on that money, right?
Exactly. All right. Well, maybe some sponsors will step up to the plate and say, you know what, we support women and we support women in sport. You know those big insurance companies? Anyhow, Simon Anstey's in studio with me, Tanya.
Hello, Simon.
Hello, Tanya. I was hoping you were going to be in studio. I was hoping I was finally going to meet that husky-voiced lady.
Ah, you're so sweet, Simon. Next time, definitely. I'm on my way back.
I was wondering, Sodwana, very early holiday.
It's not a practically holiday, lives there.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Practically.
Don't tell anybody.
Tanya, I've got a question for you, because this Malema issue is serious. In my world, it's a serious issue. And you said something really interesting now. You said sentiment was down and you're measuring Twitter. But then again, what I want to get my head around and understand is, by measuring Twitter, we are measuring those people presumably who have access to smartphones and are on Twitter. What yes. kind of...
Firstly, Simon, it's not just Twitter. It's all social media that we're measuring. But Twitter is always the biggest beast. Twitter makes the biggest impact on any story.
So
And yes, you're right. So we're only getting the part of the nation that has smartphone technology. But you'll be surprised. I think the penetration level is about 60%
of our nation. So that was my question, because I don't want to lull myself into a feeling of security that, oh, it's okay because he's losing support. Or, I mean, I think this yes. is a dangerous man with a dangerous agenda. I think populism is a very scary place to be in South Africa right now, hugely appealing if you've got nothing. So that's really interesting. Up to 60%, you're telling me, of this population has access to social media.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I mean, you think of it. Wow. Firstly, you know, with a working nation, you've got fiber at the office, and people tend to do most of their social media meetings during work time. So it's actually even more than that. But those are the people with smartphones. So it's actually more than that when you think of the workforce actually piggybacking off the company's network.
So interesting. Tanya, we need to wrap up. So
okay.
So where were we? We were talking about.
We were quickly talking about Banyana.
Yes,
Ian Hazen is still there with his education. I don't know what you make of that story. I'm a bit like meh. Thought they would dig in a bit. Yeah. And of course, Praveen Gordhan takes a very big chunk of the media. Black Friday is never ending. We've got Cyber Monday on the charts this week. Is it over yet?
I don't know. I just, you know, when I look at Black Friday, unless you need it, it's not really a good deal.
No, I'm out of here. I'm fine, thanks. I'm so fine. The tragic death of the tragic death of Lerato Kanye, WHP, brought back the sadness of the death of WHP, and that story is back on the charts. And then, of course, the Parktown Boys sentencing, nowhere near enough, says social media. 23 years means that he will get out in his lifetime, and social media are not happy about that at all. So that's the top stories in South Africa, Kathy. The biggest one internationally is Trump and Mexico. That's the big story over the pond. And good heavens, what is that man doing? Yeah, no, I can't. So the tear gas incident in Mexico made a very, very big, at the Mexican border, made a very big impact. And it started up this conversation about the Mexican border. And that's not letting up at all.
All right. So I want to ask, like, what is the sentiment on social media? You know, did they think that they should have just let the United States should have just let the 500 or however many Mexicans just storm the borders and just move in?
No, I think it was more about the children and the women.
Yeah.
I think that's what social media clutched onto, and that there were better ways to do that.
How would they have? I mean, I'm just asking.
No, I'm asking for a friend. They don't come up with suggestions, Kathy. You know social media. They just come. They just
criticize. Critical just, parent, yeah.
Yeah, got proper
critical. Me. And you did this, and then you did that. Yeah.
And then, of course, the GM story, that also made a big impact. The closing down of the GM plant. And Trump's subsequent spat with the Ohio minister or whatever. I don't know a lot about American politics, but that particular story also made a big impact. So, I mean, across the world, it's really Trump and weather. That's about all we deal with internationally. Here at home, it's far more fascinating.
It is fascinating. It really is. Tanya Khoury, thank you so much. That is where we leave it this week. And it's just lovely to speak to you.
Oh, it's so lovely to speak to you too, guys. Have a wonderful weekend. And stay safe.
You too. God bless. Cheers to you. Bye.